91X News.
It's 6 degrees at 12 o'clock noon. Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay with the news. Two Quinney West police officers got let off after they broke a suspect's cheekbone. The Special Investigations Unit says police arrested Glenn Horn, 32, after he was reported to have left his home at about 10 p.m. in December in violation of a curfew. Investigators say Horn struggled with police and kicked two officers, prompting one of them to hit him. The SIU says Horn continued to struggle after he was handcuffed and struck the Baird Cruiser window with his head. Horn was taken to hospital where he was found to have a broken cheekbone. SIU acting director Joseph Martino says there's no evidence the officers used excessive force and that Horn's injury may have been self-inflicted in the cruiser. The search continues today as police look for whoever robbed a Hamilton Road residence. Yesterday at 4:30 p.m., the owner of the Hamilton Road house returned home to find her house had been broken into sometime during that day. An unknown person or persons entered the home through an unlocked window and had removed a laptop and a PS3 game system. The Quinty West OPP would like to remind homeowners to keep all doors and windows locked when away from residents for any period of time. The jury gets a day off to breathe today in the trial of Michael Rafferty. Terry Lynn McClintock has told the jury that 8-year-old Tori Stafford was abducted outside her elementary school. The man accused in the case said she wasn't young enough. During his second day of testifying at Rafferty's murder trial, McClintock also said she originally told police Rafferty killed the girl, but testified in court this week that said she did it. McClintock is already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in the death. The BC government expects to pass legislation this afternoon to end BC teachers' dispute, but whether Bill 22 does the job remains to be seen.
The legislation will impose a cooling-off period that bans more strike action and appoints a mediator to try to work out a new contract. But the teachers' union says its members will meet this weekend to decide how to react to the legislation. Former BC education official Charles Ungerleader says the bill doesn't really fix the broken relationship between the teachers' union and the government.
It will become another incident along the way in a bad relationship.
Teachers have been refusing some work since September, including writing report cards, and they staged a 3-day strike last week. David Lang, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Afghan lawmakers are expressing anger that an American soldier accused of killing 16 civilians has been flown out of Afghanistan to Kuwait. One lawmaker from southern Kandahar province, where the killings occurred, says a trial in Afghanistan would show locals that the U.S. wants to punish the soldier. He also says the Afghan government should refuse to sign a strategic partnership agreement unless that happens. But the U.S. military says the transfer doesn't necessarily mean the trial would be held outside of Afghanistan. A senior official at TELUS says changes in the wireless spectrum auction meet the government's aim of increasing consumer choice. Ottawa is placing limits on the coming auction and lifting foreign investment limits on small telecom firms in an effort to boost competition. Canada's wireless market is dominated by TELUS, Rogers Bell, and Industry Minister Christian Parity says the changes will allow new wireless carriers into the market. The last auction saw the debut of Wind Mobile, Public Mobile, Mobile City, and Quebec-based Videotron. Canada Border Services says it has seized more than 10 kilos of suspected cocaine hidden in luggage at Pearson International Airport. The drugs were found in a checked bag and have an estimated value of $1.3 million. One person has been arrested and turned over to the RCMP. Statistics Canada says the level of household debt dropped in the last 3 months of the year. Don Kelly has the story.
StatsCan says the ratio of household debt to personal disposable income declined to 150.6% from 151.9% in the third quarter. StatsCan says household debt, which includes credit cards, mortgages, and loans, was up, but not as much as income. Federal officials have been warning for months now that low interest rates have been encouraging Canadians to spend and that household debt is getting too high. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The slots at Windsor Raceway, Fort Erie, and Hawatha in Sarnia will reopen today. They were closed yesterday so OLG could talk to the 560 employees who will be losing their jobs when the slots are permanently shut down in April. The Lottery Corporation says it regrets the job losses, but adds closing in the slots is a necessary step. A better quality of life for low-income seniors is a concern the NDP wants to tackle. It has tabled a bill in the House of Commons that would automatically register seniors to receive the Guaranteed Income Supplement. The party estimates about 135,000 poor seniors are missing out on the government top top-up because of administrative hurdles. The former executive director and chief financial officer at Hamilton Charitable Organization, set up to help immigrants, are accused of defrauding the federal government of at least $4 million. RCMP say Settlement and Integration Service Organization was funded primarily by Citizenship and Immigration Canada and had several offices in Hamilton and went bankrupt in January 2011. Martizi Jafsafor, 52, and 39-year-old Ahmed Somala are charged with knowingly using forged documents, fraud over 5,000, theft over 5,000, and conspiracy to commit fraud over 5,000. Allegations include falsely invoicing payroll and employee information. It is alleged that between 2008 and 2010, CIC was defrauded of more than $4 million. RCMP say the charges follow a 15-month investigation. The Ides of March is today. It marks the split of the month in Latin terms, but also the day Julius Caesar was assassinated. The Roman dictator was stabbed to death by a group of Mormon senates led by Marcus Junius Bart Brutus. Caesar was played a crucial role in the transformation from the Roman Republic to the Roman Empire. That's news. The 1204, 1206, Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at Beaver Meadow Wildlife Management Area and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit www.quinteconservation.ca for more info.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. In the Junior A Hockey League, the Newmarket Hurricanes looked to crush the Stouffville Spirit on home ice. The Spirit beat the Hurricanes 4-1 last night, closing into playoff finals. The Georgetown Raiders fought their best against the Blades last night, which ended 6-1 in Oakville's favor. The two teams will face off tomorrow night in Oakville. In the Empire B League, the Campbellford Rebels secured their spot in the Schmaltz Cup quarterfinals with a 6-1 victory against the Picton Pirates on Monday. The Rebels move on to clash with the champions from the Central League, who are still battling out for their spot in the Schmaltz Cup. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins had a goal and an assist as the Edmonton Oilers snapped a three-game losing skid with 3-0 over a 3-0 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. He has a reputation for passing more than he shoots and says he's trying to fix that.
I think for most passers, it's good to kind of show your shot, too, to kind of respect that, too, because I think if you're just always playing the pass, then they're going to be taking that away more than just playing you.
Also in the NHL last night, the Colorado Avalanche defeated the Buffalo Sabres 5-4 in a shootout on Buffalo turf, and the Ducks quacked Detroit 4-0. David Desjardins notched the shootout win over, and Carey Price pushed aside 35 shots as the Montreal Canadiens frustrated the Senators 3-2. Desjardins says the team takes every upcoming game seriously and doesn't want to finish last.
That's a move I like, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but tonight it worked. We had a lot of things going on this year, and it's nice to see guys having fun out there. And I mean, nobody wants to finish last, and they're all important till the end of the year.
There are 8 games total on the NHL lineup tonight, including Colorado visiting New Jersey, Philly seeing the Islanders in New York, the Coyotes head over to Calgary, and Toronto faces off against the Lightning in Tampa Bay. And it's an exciting night for Pittsburgh fans as Sid the Kid Crosby will make his returning debut when the Penguins face off against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. The Penguins have been doing pretty well despite Crosby's 3-month break from the ice, pulling off 9 straight wins to creep within 6 points of the Rangers. In the NBA, Channing Frye scored 26 points to help the Phoenix Suns overcome a 13-point deficit to beat the Utah Jazz 120-111. Jared Dudley added 21 points and Victoria's Steve Nash finished with 12 points and 16 assists for Phoenix. The Suns have won 6 of their past 7 at home and have trailed by double digits in all 6 wins. Also in the NBA, Mo Williams scored 25 points and fellow reserve Eric Bledsoe added 14 to lead the Los Angeles Clippers to a 96-82 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. The victory kept the Clippers within 2 games of the Lakers in the race for the Pacific Division lead. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Weather.
The beautiful week continues despite the rain this morning, but for the rest of today, a mix of sun and cloud, 70% chance of showers late this afternoon with a risk of thunderstorm, high of 16. And tonight, the showers will be ending after midnight, then cloudy, risk of thunderstorm again this evening. that evening after midnight too. Fog patches developing before morning, low of 11. Then Friday will be cloudy, clearing by noon. Fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 17. At 12:10, it's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin McKay with Keenan Weaver. News is next at 1.